New daily cases in the province ranged this week between a high of 2,761 and a low of 1,217 note. Not all symptomatic people are being tested in accordance with new Ontario guidelines. The province lifted mask mandates in schools, retail settings and most other indoor public spaces in Ontario earlier this week, March 21. This change comes a few weeks after the province lifted proof of vaccination rules and capacity limits. Select settings such as public transit, health care facilities, long-term care homes and congregate care settings will keep mask mandates until the end of April, when the province plans to put an end to all remaining public health rules. Here's the latest on new cases in Algoma as of 2:45 p.m. Algoma Public Health has not reported any new cases of COVID-19. The latest cases of the virus in the region were reported at 3:30 p.m. today. Here are the latest COVID-19 numbers from Algoma Public Health, updated at 3:15 p.m. on March 24, 247,263 tested, 6,361 confirmed asterisk note. As of December 31, 2021, the province has limited COVID-19 PCR testing to the highest risk populations. Furthermore, some people with mild or asymptomatic infection may not seek testing. Algoma Public Health states that the numbers of confirmed cases are an underestimate of the actual number of people with COVID-19 in the Algoma region. 437, 6, active cases asterisk note. The number in brackets are cases in a non-Algoma resident currently in the region. 19 currently hospitalized, 5,924 resolved, 42 deceased. Algoma Public Health is reporting that recent results from additional laboratory testing have detected the following variants of concern in Algoma: B1.1.7, Alpha, first detected in the UK, B1.617.2, Delta, first detected in India, P1, Gamma, first detected in Brazil, B1.1.529, Omicron, first detected in South Africa. Total confirmed cases by area of residence, 5,245 in Sault Ste. Marie and area, 614 in Central and East Algoma, 256 in Elliott Lake and area, 246 in North Algoma. Comparatively, in Chippewa County, which covers Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, and surrounding area, the COVID-19 data as of March 23 states, note, case counts have been reset to reflect new reporting format. Cases from March 2020 DEC 31, 2021 to 5,275 total, 4,641 recoveries, 69 deaths, 3,181 cumulative positives, 3,556 cumulative recovered, 32 deaths, 1 case currently hospitalized. Here's the latest on COVID-19 vaccinations in Algoma. As of 3:30 p.m. on March 17, population coverage percent of total population that has received at least one dose 84.8%, percent of total population that have received at least two doses 81.3%, percent of eligible population, 5 plus, that has received at least one dose 88.6%, percent of eligible population, 5 plus, that have received at least two doses 84.9%, percent of adult population, 18 plus, that have received at least one dose 91.1%, percent of adult population, 18 plus, that have received at least two doses 88.8%, percent of adult population, 18 plus, that have received at least three doses 61.6%, percent of youth population, 12 to 17, that have received at least one dose 84.4%, percent of youth population, 12 to 17, that has received at least two doses 81.1%, percent of child population, 5 to 11, that have received at least one dose 59.9%. APH reported cases this week. Active cases, hospitalizations drop in March 21 update. APH reports one new hospitalization with COVID-19 on March 22. Region's 42nd COVID-related death, 50 new cases reported on March 23. Hospitalizations, active cases up in March 24 update. 55 new cases reported on March 25. COVID-19. Ontario prepared to handle increase in COVID cases, hospitalizations. Ford, when asked at a news conference Friday if he would reintroduce restrictions to respond to a surge, Premier Doug Ford wouldn't say. New charges laid against convoy organizer Patrick King. He's now facing 10 charges. Road trip opportunity will serve to document life after COVID while promoting indigenous company. We really want to highlight communities coming back to life after COVID. We really want them to talk about how things have been so closed down, how it's been hard to get together as a community to celebrate. Travelers still required to use Arrive Can before arriving in Canada. CBSA reminds those who fail to do so may have to test on arrival. Some have jitters about lifting mask mandate. A PH doctor says too early to tell if cases will spike. Most Algoma residents have received 2 jabs of vaccine. Tuanima excited about new COVID treatments. Video. Will you continue to wear a mask? Despite mandates around masks being lifted, many are choosing to continue wearing them.